And what we're going to do here in the next few moments is highlight God's grace. We're not boasting in ourselves. We're highlighting what God is doing through this local expression of his grace to this Tampa Bay area. And I'd like to welcome Alice Jensen. If Alice, you would come, please. Alice is going to share her story, and I am so excited for you to hear it. You thought she was just all about bagels and coffee. There's more to Alice than bagels and coffee, let me tell you. All right, here we go.
When I was asked to relate how Gulf Coast family affected me for the last 14 years, my reaction was fear. I talk a lot, but I'm not very good at speaking. Then I soon realized this is a perfect opportunity for me, while I am still on this earth, to tell all of you how this family has affected me. For 40 years, I was as far away from God as anyone could be. Out of nowhere, and later realized was God's plan to pull me back to him. I was taking a walk, and then along comes Jerry Caesar. Not knowing then what I soon found out, a faithful, strong servant of God, he extended an invitation to me to an Alpha program given by the Gulf Coast Church. This class was an introduction or a reintroduction to Christ. I was interested to see what it would bring to my life, but I was also hesitant. I was too involved with the world. This might mean change, and I wasn't ready for that. I kind of came in like a spoiled brat, needing direction. And for those of you who think I'm still a spoiled brat, remember, I'm a work in progress. It didn't take too long for God's plan to start. He put me in a family that blessed me with love, prayers, hugs, smiles, and so much more. I realized God's love in this family drew me in gently but firmly, holding on to me, not for their sake, but for mine. They loved the Lord and wanted me to share that love. Well, my journey began. We all need encouragement and leadership. I feel so blessed to have pastors that teach, not just preach, that take seriously the task they are given to guide us in our path to eternal life with our God. For the care groups that given so much in my life, I thank you. Recently, I needed counseling in my life for an ongoing sin. Darren Kenny reached out to me, not just as a pastor, but as a friend. He helped me walk through my repentance with dignity and not condemnation, giving me the tools, both physical and emotional. A very close friend stood by me and encouraged me all the way. I thank God for both of you. Gulf Coast is my church family. I love and feel beyond blessed that God has put me here. In closing, I would like to say to those of you who are seeking a church a church home, not just a congregation. Gulf Coast offers a warm, loving way to see the Savior through his people. For we, are we perfect? No. That's for the other side. But we are working at it always. Thank you.
Fourteen years, Alice has been here.